While Governor Cuomo has tallied the cost to the state of Hurricane Sandy, many residents on the Lower East Side are still without heat and hot water, and many of them are the elderly. WBAI's Rebecca Miles files this report.
No hot water, no. No heat, nothing over here.
No heat and no hot water, says Carmelo Isaac, resident of Section 8 housing on East 10th Street in the East Village, who's been without heat and hot water since Hurricane Sandy 15 days ago. Carmelo Isaac is 83 years old.
They're working down there on the basement with a boiler. Somebody told me that they bring another boiler because the boiler down there don't working. You know, no good. They brought another one, maybe today or tomorrow, I don't know. Yeah, you see, now I have a cold. Sometimes I have to put my oven to have a little bit of heat over here. You know, when the storm finished, we have the only way waiting for hot water, we suffer all the time. Now, you know, now I'm trembling here because the apartment is cold. If I put my oven, Con Edison smile, oh, the guy could be a big bill to me. I'm thinking that the rich people, they don't suffer the way the poor people are suffering. You know, when I walk into 34 Avenue, there was lighting. The television was and out of the street. Well, all the people dancing, you know, and the poor people over on this side suffer. Yeah.
Wanda also lives in the building and was leaving to catch a bus to work.
Since it first happened, since the hurricane hit, which was on October 29, it's already November the 9th, still no hot water, no heat. The hot water on the stove, a lot of layers of clothes, a lot of blankets at night, that's all we could do. See, the problem is that the salt water chewed up a lot of parts on the boiler, so they're putting a brand new one right now as we speak, so something's being done. It's just going to take a little time, but it's being done.
The building is run by CDC Management Company in Porchester, New York. On the buildings posted a notice to say the heating system had sustained water damage as a result of Hurricane Sandy. We rang the company today to find out whether the heat and hot water was back on in the building, but no one responded to us before deadline. Sarah Flounders is the co-director of the International Action Center and says what Storm Sandy showed was callous disregard and years of neglect when high-rise apartment houses and entire neighborhoods went for days without electric power. That meant days without drinking water, flushing toilets, heat and functioning elevators, which created life-threatening conditions, especially for seniors, people with disabilities, and infants.
The most important part of this, I think, is to realize that there is the material and technical ability and infrastructure to give immediate relief. So the question is, why is this not being done? Now, the Wall Street Journal, November 2nd, announced that there were more than 400 FEMA industrial size generators available in the immediate region, any one of which could provide the power for a major hospital, housing unit, city center, and whatnot. None of those have been put in place. 400 major generators. We're not talking about backyard units. Within 36 hours, Wall Street was up and running. The stock exchange was operating. The generators were put in place for Wall Street. But why a generator could be put on the rooftop of any of the housing projects and at least provide water? You have major housing units, housing projects, for example, in Coney Island, with no flush toilets, no water being able to be pumped to the rooftop. Any one of these are solvable. There was an uproar created when there were pictures of the generators that were just sitting idle in the media tent for the New York Marathon, large generators, truck-sized generators, just sitting idle. Even after The marathon was canceled because of the outrage of the facilities and material that that would take. Those generators were not moved to where people need them. Any one of those generators could have given power to 400 homes. So we have to just look around us and know that there is the ability at every hand, whether it's FEMA, whether it is the National Guard, whether it's the U.S. military. They have these things that are called city in a box. When they move troops around the world, they have the ability within 24 hours to set up large-scale field kitchens, shower units, emergency housing units. This could be put up in any plaza. Not to mention the many tens of thousands of vacant housing units that there are in New York City right now, where people could be moved into on an emergency basis. Those things are not being done by the billionaire Bloomberg administration. Anything that helps the city and corporate power move forward is happening.
Over 600 residents, many elderly, live in Knickerbocker Village on the Lower East Side, and they're still without electricity and heat. One elderly woman of 101 died last week. Residents held a rally on Saturday to complain, and there will be a public hearing Tuesday night at 6 p.m. at PS1, 8 Henry Street, attended by elected officials, New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez, Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer, and City Councilwoman Margaret Chin. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.